Hi, you're on. Wait, don't tell me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Drew Alfgren from Catonsville, Maryland.
Hey, Catonsville. Now, where's that exactly?
Just slightly west of Baltimore City.
Right, so you're Baltimore adjacent.
Yes.
Well, Drew, it's nice to have you with us. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time? Carl Castle will once again reenact three quotes from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain just two of them. If you do that, Carl, we'll record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Okay.
All right, ready to go?
Sure.
Here is your first quote.
We've read the articles. We've seen Al Gore's movie. Just ain't right. Cherry blossoms during the NFL playoffs. Run for your lives.
That was Joel Achenbach in the Washington Post. He was talking about Americans being freaked out by what seemingly benign phenomenon.
The Washington cherry trees blossoming too early?
Exactly. The warm winter is what he was talking about. Exactly right. Colorado, of course, got slammed. Yep. You got it right. Colorado got slammed by snow, but across much of the country, spring has already sprung. Winter coat sales are down around 30%. Bears have been unable to hibernate. Cherry blossoms bloomed in Washington, D.C., and according to the New York Times, the city's polar bear club, you know those strange people that get TV cameras to watch them swim in ice water, may have to cancel their swimming season. Not uncomfortable enough. But it has been good times for Times Square's naked cowboy, Mr. Robert Burke. He works the street wearing his cowboy hat, underwear, boots, and a guitar. He says he is making 10 times his usual winter take and no shrinkage.
It's warm winter, I tell you.
Here, Drew, is your next quote.
I'm going to be Joe Biden, and I'm going to try to be the best Biden I can be.
That was Senator Joseph Biden. And he was saying that he has just got to be the best Biden possible if he is going to succeed in his newly announced quest to do what?
I have no clue.
Really?
He's done this. Run for president?
Yes, exactly right. You did have a clue. Run for president.
There's so many of them.
I know. Senator Biden told NBC's Tim Russert that, yes, he is running for president next year. Well, how good a Biden does Senator Biden have to be? He has to be a better Biden than he was in 1988 when he had to drop out after charges that he had plagiarized a campaign speech. Remember when we thought that was a bad thing? That we couldn't have a politician in high office with that kind of morality? Whoa.
Yeah, it's quaint.
Anyway, both he and Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd announced this week they join John Edwards, a man named Tom Vilsack. Have you ever heard of him, Tom Vilsack?
Yeah.
And, of course, leading the charge, Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who is, of course, the official hopeless candidate of Wait, Don't Tell Me. And that is a title that Kucinich will hold until John Kerry announces his bid. All right, Drew, here is your last quote.
4,000 lattes to go, please. No. Just kidding.
That was a crank call made to a San Francisco Starbucks this week. It'll go down as history as the first call made in public on what much-hyped device?
Oh, the new Microsoft phone.
Oh. Bite your tongue, sir.
The Macintosh.
Exactly. The new Apple phone known as the, do you know it?
Nope.
The iPhone. We have a geek contingent here. They knew. The iPhone. Some men make up for their shortcomings by buying big trucks or boats. Other wiser men salivate for really cool gadgets. Men of the second variety were drooling over Apple's iPhone. It was introduced by Uber geek Steve Jobs this week at the Macworld Expo. He's the one who made that prank call, by the way. It does look really cool. Really.
Oh, my.
Really cool. But smart consumers will wait for the second or third generation of the device, which hopefully will come with the real killer feature, a woman who is really impressed with it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Carl, how did Drew do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Three correct answers, so Drew, you win our prize.
Well done, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you.